And so everything is a mirror, reflecting back self. Self talking to self 24 hours a day. Self confusing self. Self loving self, self hating self. And it's like I was stuck on channel one, a transceiver receiver, the story of me channel. With just a little tweaking, channel two, channel three, channel four, the cosmic channel, the discovery channel. I'm talking too much, that's it.
The point you make that I like the best was about being, because really, being is all you can do. You were talking about being versus knowing. And I agree with you. Being can only be. Knowing isn't involved. Knowing is like icing on the cake. But ultimately, you can't say anything definitive about what you know. You can't say anything that can be ultimately and absolutely defended. But being needs no defense. Being needs no explanation. Being is inviolable. Knowing, you can twist it around. And there's nothing wrong with knowing. I'm not saying there isn't something to be known. But ultimately, what's to be known is being. Because every question and every answer is resolved in being itself, in the fact that you are. Nothing else is more primary than that. So why not be concerned? Why not put attention on? Why not try to understand better that which is most primary? What I guess my terminology most typically is that which matters most. And that's what we've lost sight of in this culture, if you ask me. We have billboards telling us what we should buy. Cultures, for example, that have totem poles. That's also a kind of billboard, but a totem pole represents the elemental forces of the universe, and it's advertising, I am. Existence is, the universe is. Remember it. Take a moment and notice it. It's not saying buy this car or these clothes. So we've become a very poor society that we never communicate about what matters. We send no messages purposely, generally, broadly in the culture about what matters. We only send messages about how to get your money. So it's up to you. You have to